I am absolutely opposed to the law, which in Texas is very, very popular. As a matter of fact, I'm opposed to the law on all sorts of, for all sorts of reasons. There's so many accidental deaths caused by gunfire. There's also people get killed because a husband gets jealous of his wife, or a wife gets jealous of her husband, or a boyfriend is upset because his girlfriend jilts him, and so they shoot each other. There's also a lot of guns used by criminals. Of course, the saying in Texas is, if you outlaw guns, only criminals will have them. So, you know, there's something to that, but it's not enough. I'm absolutely opposed to the fact that everybody can carry guns. Fortunately, up to this time, even in Texas, where guns are next to the Bible, the most holy thing that you can have, it's not permitted to take guns into bars. It's not permitted to take guns into schools or into the university. I was very happy about that while I was a professor, that you couldn't take guns into the university. Some of my colleagues in other universities have been shot to death by students who got upset. And since I had upset a lot of students, I wasn't very eager to have somebody shoot me. And I also... you can't take guns into the state capitol, although there I could actually understand wanting to take a gun, but you can't. You can't take a gun into the governor's mansion and so forth. However, some of our legislators are trying to pass a law saying that it should be illegal to forbid carrying guns in any location whatsoever, so that one can have guns everywhere one wants, including in the airports and in the rallies when the president is speaking and whatever you might, because the people that want this would just as soon shoot the president anyway. But no, I didn't actually say that. And you can just assume that I accidentally had a slip of tongue when I said that. But guns are a plague, and I'd be much happier if we didn't have the Supreme Court making an absolutely foolish interpretation of the Second Amendment, which says, in order to maintain a well-regulated militia, the right to bear arms cannot be, and then there's some language which I can't quote exactly, but restrained. In other words, everyone has a right to bear arms, but they want to admit the first half of that statement, a well-regulated militia, that is, that you use guns in their proper place. Of course, people grew up, my father grew up, my grandfather grew up, going hunting. I have no objection to having rifles for hunting, although I don't do it myself because I can't hit the side of a barn, much less a deer. But I don't object to that, but I certainly object to having handguns and assault rifles and machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades and all that sort of thing, which the people, the fanatics who maintain that we should all be able to go armed to the teeth, want to.